BeastViewers.com here with Mike Kerfman, head women's basketball coach at Bemidji State. Mike, hitting the road this weekend, about to jump on the bus. You got Augustana Friday, just fell out of the top 25 nationally, still receiving votes. And then Saturday, you got Wayne State, number 11 in the country. Do those numbers matter?
You know, they matter because it tells you that they're good teams, but we know that they're good teams, and we know everyone in our league is good. You know, it comes down to executing. If you play well, do the little things on both ends of the floor, you're going to have a chance, whether it's home or away. And so, like I told the players, this is a great weekend for us to see where we're at and what we can do, you know, because this road trip is a road trip where no, whether it's us or anyone else, we're not going to be expected to win these games on the road. You know, you're not going to be favored, if you will. Doesn't mean you can't win. Doesn't mean you can't get after it. Doesn't mean you know, that's the great thing about basketball and sports. People may think, oh, this person's favorite or that person or this team's favorite, but you know what? Strange things happen, and, you know, I like the way we practice this week, and you know, hope we go in there and just play 40 minutes of hard-nosed basketball both nights, and we'll see what happens.
Obviously, both teams have been successful. Start with Friday night. What is Augustana doing that has made them successful, and then going into Saturday against Wayne?
Well, traditionally, Augustana is such a great three-point shooting team. You know, they really are a transition-oriented, like to get up and down, more guard-oriented type team versus Saturday, which is Wayne State's more of a zone type team, play zone all the time, a little bit longer team than Augustana. So it's two different styles. You know, on Friday, we're going to have to do a good job in transition defense and defending the three-point shot and rebounding. On Saturday, we're going to have to do a good job trying to attack their zone. And then also, they like to play more high-low type offense. So, you know, it's two different styles. So we're going to see a little bit of everything this weekend. And you know, I think the players are ready for it. Like I said, they really got after it this week in practice. Real pleased with how they did and see what happens.
You talk a lot about it doesn't matter who you're playing. It's how you play, how the team plays. Quickly, one offensive, one defensive key for this weekend.
One offensive thing is just, you know, we need to continue to get post touches. Our team is a much better team when we get and work through Kate Warmack and Jesse Altoff or Katie Miller, whoever the post players are, because it just makes things more balanced. When we try to do quick shot type things, we haven't been as successful. So one thing would be to get post touches. Defensively, it's going to be getting a hand up and contest shots, because we know, especially on Friday night, Augustana and Wayne's a good shooting team as well. You can't let teams in our league have wide open shots. If they're going to shoot it, and they're going to shoot it, you got to have a hand in their face.
Mike, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thanks, Dax.